a nose bomb. And it's got upcoming live broadcast, scheduled sci-fi and suspense, old-timey radio drama shows. Now, this is scheduled live shows. Tune in. Remember, we're in California. Check here for time zones map. Note, we lower the bitrate, especially for our live transmissions, for you dial-up folks out there, okay? Coming up live from Compound I, Sunday, December the 29th, live, James Livingston and Kristen Miltner, 8 o'clock to 9:30 p.m. PST. January the 12th, 2003, we haven't gotten there yet. Live, the Big UNIVAC City Orchestra Index. The UNIVAC Index and Big City Orchestra. 8 o'clock to 10:30 Pacific Standard Time. Okay. And back to the menu.
I know, I said. How Miss Q felt when Lone did it to her. What are you? I'll tell you. I'm the central ganglion of a complex organism which is composed of Baby, a computer, Bunny and Beanie, teleports, Janie, telekineticist, and myself, telepath and central control.
Molly and me, and Baby makes three.
There isn't a single thing about any of us that hasn't been documented. The teleportation of the yogi, the telekinetics of some gamblers, the idiot savant mathematicians, and most of all, the so-called poltergeist, the moving about of household goods through the instrumentation of a young girl. Only in this case, every one of my parts delivers at peak performance. We ran into the problem of what it was I valued more than the security Miss Q gave us. Can't you see now what it was? My Gestalt organism was at the point of death from that security.
I think it would depend on the joke.
Words are wending back to the shelter of.
Whenever one is any sort of new edge, a new question will always pose itself.
Each little nest that they love.
I figured she had to be killed, or it, I, would be. Oh, the parts would live on. Two little colored girls with a speech impediment, one introspective girl with an artistic bent, one mongoloid idiot, and me, 90% short-circuited potentials and 10% juvenile delinquent. She had to be killed. It was self-preservation. Stop. Stern bobbled around with his mouth and finally got out. You don't need to, Ella. Wonderful. You're good. Good. And what now?
Luanda knows that it is not possible.
Let me lock the door and take the telephone off the receiver and open the window while you lie there waiting.
What do you mean?
It'll be a long night filled with things we need.
Turn your page.
Leaning back against the corner of his desk. Did it occur to you that maybe this...
This is one of the best exercises for the bus line.
Bring your concentration.
Nobody. The organism of yours is already dead.
Now, what I want you to do is to grab a cushion from your davenport or a couple of hard pillows. And have them on the floor. Without a doubt, you're going to get faster results. If you do not have it handy there, just lie flat on the floor. Now let's go onto the floor. Come on, let's go.
They fall from your hips quietly. Starting down around your thighs.
Oh, come on now. I'll give you plenty of time.
They fall from your hips quietly.
It isn't. How do you know? How does your head know your arm works?
This is deprogramming from the Universal Media Network.
Where our arms work just like our legs. This is KPFA in Berkeley, Over the Edge. Tonight, baby is 3-2. With people like us and Wobbly.
All right. Heels overhead. Position. Ready. Begin.
They fall from your hips quietly, starting down around your thighs, then gone. You slip out of them. Become a naked little girl.
Down.
You slip out of them. Become a naked little girl.
Up.
Then into bed, and for a long moment.
And down.
Nothing happens. Become a naked little girl.
Peking man look at Homo sap walking erect and say, now what?
Why are they doing
it? Live after all like a man, like a tree.
No, why are they not within the scope of the percentage of his brain and activity?
Hold my hand. Lie closer.
Sorry.
And now you are a woman.
Elton. Oh, the mics are on. Had the mics been on this whole?
How would you know that?
And then I was inside. And I was
is this still 104.1?
Write to us this week if you can, and let us know that you listen. Also, ask others to listen, too.
Murray. Murray Jane.
Got a witch doctor in Moscow.
Yeah.
This is another dog story here from a company that, you know, does these kind of surveys. To attract and retain employees, some companies are exploring the idea of allowing them to bring pets to work.
Oh, my God.
If enough people like the concept, the company's executive vice president, John A. Challenger, he's of this company, it sounds like a law firm.
Is that the dumbest thing?
It would become a factor in employment decisions.
Oh, my God.
No, I don't think it's the dumbest thing.
You don't?
No, and the people already are doing it. I've heard
where,
some stories
where
daycare
people...
centers, places like that.
Wait a minute, like a daycare center worker would bring a dog?
There's a jockey in Philadelphia, he's been on the air for years, who brings, he does a midday shift, who brings his
Please
dog.
Don't drum while you talk.
Sorry, well you get me, you make me, you start with this dog shit and then I get all defensive.
Start with this dog what?
Stuff.
I don't think that was...
Stop, yeah. I said this dog stuff.
All right.
In any case. See how you anger me, Ron?
Gee, out of control yourself.
I'm totally out
Jeez.
Of control. Well, you know, you get like...
Well, I can't have an opinion about people bringing dogs. See, I gotta have.
Personally,
I have that,
couldn't
well,
bring
I,
my dog.
I should
dog
be able to disagree with you on dog issues, don't you? Don't
yes,
you think?
And you do.
I know. So what's the problem? Jeez.
What was I gonna say?
Some tropical butterflies click their wings in flight. The death's head hawk moth is able to utter a squeak which might frighten a bird about to capture it.
The squeak is made
by the moth blowing air from inside down along the tongue.
Canto agalhando o catar mandar, oh Deus lá, já não tem mulher na trânsito, já não tem merece, já estou.
Tutti frutti, tequilas, tequilas, tequilhavas, tequilas, tequilhavas, lero mensate vaca. Tutti frutti, tequilas, tequilas, tequilhavas, tequilas, tequilhavas, lero mensate vaca. Nu știu de ce, ci ja n-au sute chiera, pala la tebe mera. Ci ja n-au sute chiera, pala la tebe mera. Ci ja n-au sute chiera, pala la tebe mera. Miri rumne si sucar, sare lulughi daibar. Miri rumne si sucar, sare lulughi daibar. Miri romni si bruneto, ai si mai bari talento. Miri romni si bruneto, ai si mai bari talento. Miri romni si shukar, sare lulughi daima.
Eu lazar galha. Oh, muro bravo.
prep. Pure and utter prep.
Clothing. Game over, man. I wanna kick your ass until your head falls off. Then I'll kick your head and kick your ass again. Why? I don't think it's learned its lesson.
In the southern Bering Sea are the tiny but incredible Pribilof Islands, the mating grounds of the precious fur seals. If you were to approach the tiny village of St. Paul, headquarters of Alaska's seal industry, a strange and disturbing sound would greet your ears. The mating sounds of 3 million seals on the rookeries of the Pribilofs. All summer long, this sound is heard out over the misty, blossom-covered slopes of the islands, where thousands upon thousands of seals are packed on narrow curves of rocky beach. This closeness creates friction, especially between the beach masters, the bulls who are capturing females for their harems. Sometimes two bulls want the same cow, so they fight it out until the stronger bull or the bigger bluff walks off with the wife. Masses of jet black pups are born every day, one pup to a mother. Occasionally, the mother goes to sea for several days in search of food to provide milk for her pup. Sometimes she is eaten by a killer whale. When this happens, her pup will surely die, for no mother will nurse any pup but her own. There's no sound more heartrending than that of a pup who has lost his mother. The relentless power of instinct provides a cacophony of sound and fury filled with comedy and tragedy in an everlasting cycle of love, birth, and death. It also provides Alaska with an industry manned by the permanent Russian Aleut residents of the Pribilofs. These people devote the major portion of their lives to the seals and to their Russian Orthodox religion. Their worship starts on Saturday evening. They are called by the tolling of one of the bells that burst forth with dissonant clamor on Sunday morning when the bell ringer pulls the ropes with a lusty fervor. In a beautiful chapel filled with icons and pictures of the saints, the kindly Russian priest, Father Makary Baranov, chants while the Aleut worshippers stand in reverence. They stand because there are no seats in the Russian church. These devout people of the Pribilofs sing the ancient Gregorian chants in the tradition of their faith. The sound of an old reed organ in the home of the priest suggests the feeling of most visitors to the Pribilofs of having experienced for a moment a glimpse of Shangri-La disturbed by a haunting strain of old Russia, quite unlike the Russia we hear about today.
nostro per far da testimone a quanta ammirazione
abbia il popolo nostro
per l'arte birraia di cui siete mostro.
Lord Javelin
di Brooklyn l'ho dato semplicione,
che pistola mi porta ancora mi ricorda
qual crudel condizione.
Di maggio gli lessi bel messaggio
ed era sì felice di ciò che si dice
che brindammo alla pace
con quella mia birra
che tanto vi piace. Lord Hamilton di Walton, la vostra penna saggia lodata ne sia loca che ne fu spennata
da colui che messa
se ci entrate
per cavarci di letto
schiacciandomi i pesci col vostro culetto
di uscire il mio erede più l'ora non vede vi implora la sua bella su aprite la cella in quanto a quel pollo che il mio buon rampollo sottrasse quel giorno non era sì buono da negargli un perdono lasciate che i torni più presto da me.
Lord Javelin di Brooklyn l'affetto mi tradisce col vostro buon rapporto non è il primo pollo che di colpo sparisce
sia un buono sia un brutto. Quanto a quel laghetto, memoria mi fa difetto.
Non pago più le tasse già che sono basse.
Come i merli sul tetto.
E l'acqua ristagna, e il gusto di ironia.
La donna che prega,
che voi dite bella,
mi par di una strega.
La brutta sorella.
Invece del figlio,
credetemi è meglio,
vi mandi un fustone di birra ripieno, così voi almeno terrete lontano il piccione da me.
Lord Hamilton dannato, il piccione mi è arrivato, non nego che riposo prima di ripartire non gli sia bastato.
Se lo credete meglio tenetevi mio figlio
a un lusso la prigione per quel mascalzone
mio grandissimo sbaglio
ma del vostro gusto risparmiateci il gusto
è un'orrida brodaglia nessuno qui ne ha voglia
mi schifa anche il pensiero non mi sembra vero
che ci sia chi la ingoia.
Sono io che ci...
وفق التوقيت المحلي لمدينة الكويت وضواحيها نبقى الآن مع فايزة أحمد وابتهال يا ربي صلي على النبي.
Thank you.
che viene qua, che tenga a dire. Ah, che c'è in cadine, sta non cadine davanti cadine, sa che c'è anche. Cadine c'è no, che dire può, che c'è in cadine. Ah, che c'è in cadine, sta non cadine davanti cadine, sa che c'è anche. Cadine c'è no, che...
People will help us as they always do, but there might not be any grown-ups around when the bomb explodes. Then, you're on your own.
Remember what to do, friends. Now tell me right out loud. What are you supposed to do when you see the flash?
Duck and cover. Duck and cover.
Do you know how I feel? What is not real?
Then I said, 'cause of something I said.